From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thousands of refugees have been crossing the border from Hungary into Austria after the Hungarian government started relaxing restrictions. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports from Vienna.
A train loaded with refugees is met with applause as it arrives at the Austrian capital's Westbahnhof station. The welcome meant comfort for Abdul Malik Al-Khaled, a medical student who escaped Syria and was stranded for days in Hungary, where he felt unwelcome.
If I don't want to complete my study, I want to stay here. But Germany may be better than here to complete your study.
Across Europe, there are concerns about an influx that some say could change the face of the continent forever. For this volunteer offering candy, there are bigger concerns at the moment.
I really don't know what the bigger picture is, but right now, it's take care of the people, give them food, give them drink, give them shelter, and let them pass through.
Austrian authorities are making sure the passage is swift and efficient, transferring the refugees directly onto trains to Germany.
That report by Luis Ramirez. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there, according to French President François Hollande. French warplanes have been taking part in airstrikes targeting the militants in Iraq, but would be the first Western country other than the U.S. to participate in bombing targets in Syria. Mr. Hollande also made it clear that he's not considering sending French ground troops into Syria, where government troops, rebel fighters, al-Qaeda-linked forces, and IS militants are battling. This is VOA News.